Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Aren't we lucky to live in Florida, Howard?
I do. You know, I talk to people around the country on kind of a regular basis because a lot of my relatives live in other parts of the country. And they tell me about the weather there, and I think, oh, my, it's just beautiful to live here. I still feel bad for all the people that
Wait, what's wrong with the weather, like, up north? It's nice and cool.
Well, it depends on where up north you are. Like, I was talking to my dad yesterday in Richmond, Virginia, and he said the weather was nasty there. And I still think of all the people out west that are suffering from all of the fires and the resulting smoke.
Yes.
From all of the fires.
That would be awful.
Like, there's no fire in San Francisco, but the haze there and the people that are getting sick from the haze is awful. And it's even gone into Hawaii, where it's terrible there. So it's just absolutely terrible. Do you know that because of the pandemic, they're not allowing people from the mainland to go to Hawaii? Did you know that? I heard that.
Yeah, I did know that. I thought they were just starting to let them.
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is give them the rapid test, the rapid COVID test. And so you have to get to the airport 2 hours early and then have your test. And if you test fine, you can fly. Or they send you a kit to your house and you do it yourself. And I'm thinking, yeah, probably not doing that one. It was very uncomfortable. I don't think I could do it to myself.
So how about that? But I sure am glad that I've lived here. I've lived in many states in my years of life. And this, of course, is my favorite. Not only of which is the weather, but because of the friendliness of the people.
Like me.
Like you, of course.
We wouldn't have met otherwise.
That's right. We met on a cross sale about 12 years ago.
No.
What do you mean, no? That's where we met. It just wasn't 12 years ago?
No.
How many years ago?
It was in 2010.
Okay.
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Okay. Somewhere around this time. 10
All right.
years ago.
Okay. Yep. That's right. I was the listing agent. You were the selling agent. And we struck up a conversation. And here we are together today. And we've been on the air together for 9 3/4 years. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've only repeated a show like 5 times because either we've been sick.
Well, we haven't repeated 5 times.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, we are live today.
I think we've repeated 2 times in 9 years.
That's pretty good.
What we did is when we had to travel, we came into the studio during the week and pre-recorded.
There you go.
That's what we did.
Well, today is a great day for us. We love living here in Northeast Florida. And today, you know, we usually start out the show, and we have for the last 6 months, talking about what else is special about today. Gosh, there are so many of them today. Like today is Astronomy Day.
Ooh.
Are you into astronomy?
I like it. Yeah, I do.
And also, a lot of our listeners will relate to this because they have families, because today is Family Health and Fitness Day.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, and if any of you are have a profession that is about human resources, today is Human Resource Professional Day.
That's good.
How about that? And if you have a pet rabbit, it's International Rabbit Day.
I'm not a fan. You're
shaking your head.
They're so cute, but I'm not a fan.
Okay.
They multiply too fast and they smell bad.
It's also Johnny Appleseed Day, which is actually a real person. Now, his name was not Johnny Appleseed. His real name was John Chapman. He was born in 1774, and he went around the country, literally in at least 4 states, planting apple seeds so that apple trees would grow. And this was the day that he was born, so we celebrate it today. He's also celebrated twice a year. He has another day during the year.
For what?
For Johnny Appleseed Day.
He gets 2 days?
He gets 2 days.
Well, I guess we all do love some apples, don't we?
Yes.
Do you know what states he was in? Sidetracked can I be?
I did read about it, but I did not write it down.
Ah.
It's also National Dumpling Day, so if you like dumplings, today's the day to have it.
Yes.
It's also Better Breakfast Day.
What does that mean?
Have a better breakfast.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know.
And
why
for
do you
those
think people
you,
have bad breakfasts?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, and if you have a small child or you're the grandparent of a small
yes.
child and
yes.
take that grandchild around in a car seat, it is seat check day.
Ooh, that's an important one.
I love that. It is. It's also hunting and fishing day and pancake day and situational awareness day. So check around you. Go ahead, Angela. Check around you.
I'm checking.
Do you know,
I'm checking.
Do you know where you are?
No.
All right, Alan, do you know where you are?
Somewhere here, but I just saw something about International Something Moon Day today.
I did not see that.
Hmm.
It's also Read in America Day and Save Your Photos Day. Now, most people are saving them to media rather than saving the actual photograph. And here's an interesting one that if you're from Florida or have ever been to Florida, you will know what this means. Shamu the Whale Day.
Oh, yeah. Love Shamu.
Yes. And for those of us that are over the age of 30, it's Record Store Day. You remember going to record stores when you were younger?
Always. But don't you think you should be older than 30?
Well, I don't know.
I think so.
All right. Well, there are a lot more. But we're going to leave it at that because we're here on Real Estate Radio and we're going to talk about real estate. We're going to answer your questions and give you some interesting and fun things today. We've got some fun stories to talk about, but we're going to start with what happened this past week with real estate here in Northeast Florida, Angela.
Well, let's see, Howard. This past week for homes and condominiums, 859 offers got accepted. That's about the same as it was last week. 540 new homes came on the market. That was very close to the number it was last week. 186 of the 554, well, that's 34%, and they're already under contract. Wow. Can you say wow?
I can say wow. Wow.
Yeah. 43 of those went under contract on the very first day, and 549 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Do you know that
That's
nationwide,
so
this was the first time since the high of 2006 that new home sales reached 1 million.
Isn't it amazing?
I heard
it's
Alan
amazing.
Say, wow.
Yeah, it's yes. amazing.
Not total homes, but new homes. How about that? And interestingly, there were more new home sales through August than in all of 2019.
I love it. So do you think that people are getting new homes so they can design it the way they want in the era of COVID, where they need homeschool rooms and you know,
Absolutely.
Workout spaces and a pool in the backyard, and they're just getting it to order because they know what they need.
Well, plus the low interest rates are allowing people to buy that were never able to buy before.
Well, and also think how many that were down in the volume of houses that have come on the market, right? So people are afraid to put their house on the market, but new construction is still there.
Yes.
But we've got some fun facts about new construction later, right?
Yes. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about interest rates. And also, if you were here with us last week, you heard about the Budweiser house that a man wallpapered his house with real Budweiser cans, not only on the walls, but on the ceiling. There's an update to that story. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy. How many happies can I do? Happy Saturday.
I don't know, but I'm going to turn your switch off. That was just way too many.
I think you should keep the switch on, Howard. I sound happy. You turn it off, I may become unhappy.
Oh.
This is a version of me you do not like.
No, I do not want that to
happen. No one
likes. No, I live with you, and I do not want that to happen.
Correct.
All right. Well, before the break, we talked about interest rates and why that might be a factor that so many houses are being sold. We talked about new home sales reached 1 million, and that's the first time since 2006, and we've sold more new homes through August than in all of 2009. That's a milestone.
It is indeed.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it, but it really is true. So what have interest rates done? We know that they are low. How low are they?
I want to ask you something.
Yes, there was a big pause there, Angela.
I know, because I think you said something wrong, and I'm trying to register what you said.
What did I say that was wrong?
You said that there were more new home sales through
August
of 2009, but it's 2019.
Oh, yes.
So year over year.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
More new home sales.
I just want to make sure it makes sense to everybody what you're saying.
Than in all of last year,
right, right,
2019.
Right. Okay. All right. Interest rates. So let's talk about this. The 30-year rate rose 0.03 of a point to 2.9%. That is the ninth consecutive week that it is below 3%. Very exciting, right?
Very exciting, yes.
All right, the 15-year rate rose 0.05 from its all-time low, which previously was 2.4%. So this time last year, it was 3.2%. We are still super low. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate, it rose a little bit to 2.4%. Oh, my gosh. I'm still freaking out about these low numbers, Howard. People can get into a house so cheap. I mean, this is one of those times in history where you can own a house for less than you can rent, for sure, for sure, for sure. And you can afford to buy more house than you could have otherwise.
I see
because the rates are so low.
And there are so many rental properties, you know, near the town center, for example, that are going up, that have been going up, that are three stories, four stories, whatever. Their rents in there, $1,700 a month. Some of them are $1,800 a month. You can get into some homes for $1,000, $1,100. Own your own home. Build equity versus pay rent. Pay your landlord's mortgage. Why do that? Pay your own.
Right. It's really an exciting time.
Yeah.
Very, very, very exciting.
So many people are buying houses now. And why don't you? Why don't you be one of those people? And by the way, we mentioned this last week, but it's worth mentioning again. There are first-time homeowners programs, down payment assistance for virtually everyone around the country. We keep mentioning Duval, Clay, Nassau, and St. John's, where you can get a free loan, $7,500. And what I mean by free is, here's money. You can use it for down payment. You can use it for closing cost. Now, you do have to pay it back, but you pay it back when you sell the house. Now, that can be 10 years later, 30 years later, but guess what? You're not making a payment on it during the time that you are living in the house. So you're making payment, you're only making a payment on it when you sell the home. And when you sell the house 10 years later, you've built up equity on it.
Absolutely.
So it's really not costing you anything. There's no interest on it. There's no payment on it. Now, for those of you that live in other
counties. Monthly payment on it.
No monthly payment on it. For those of you that live in other counties or even other states, there's a resource for you. It's on the web. It's called downpaymentresource.com. Downpaymentresource.com. Many of our listeners are out of state, but many of our local listeners have relatives and nieces and nephews that, of course, are also relatives or friends that live in other counties and live in other cities and live in other states that will benefit from this information. And I have got an update for you that our listeners are going to get such a kick out of.
Go ahead.
So last week, we gave a little fun story about wallpaper.
Not just wallpaper.
But the wallpaper was really not wallpaper. It turned out to be a wall of cans. So this guy was collecting cans for 14 years and decided to wallpaper, except it really wasn't wallpaper, his entire condo with beer cans, Budweiser beer cans. Now, he did it not only on his walls, but he did it on his ceilings, including his bathroom, so he could look at his beer cans wherever he went. Now, he unfortunately passed away. I don't think I told people that part of the story.
Oh, no.
Yes, and his relatives decided to put the house, the condo, on the market. And he put it on the market for $110,000, and it wasn't selling. And they reduced it to $100,000. Well, the story went viral. It went all around the country. And, of course, we reported it here. Well, it went so viral that, and by the way, this house, this condo was here in Florida. It went so viral that many more people became interested in it. Now, of course, I presume all of them were Budweiser fans.
Yes.
Well, during this past week, multiple people became interested in the property. They had a bidding war.
I love it.
It got...
It went from something undesirable that they had to reduce the price. They couldn't get it sold, and now there's a bidding war.
So there were multiple offers. Yep. One got accepted above the $100,000 list price.
Of course.
But there's more to the story.
Okay.
Because so many people saw it that a representative of Anheuser-Busch saw it. Now, of course, Anheuser-Busch is the parent company of Busch.
Budweiser. Yeah.
Well, they decided to make an offer. Now, they weren't people that made an offer on the house, but they made an offer through the agent to the purchaser of the house. And they said, if you keep the cans on the walls and on the ceiling, which I guess the buyer would have because he, you know, got, you know, important and people wanted to buy it. If they
the novelty did, of it, yeah.
Yes, the novelty of it. They would provide the buyer with free Budweiser for life, for the life of the buyer. If he agreed, he or she agreed to let Budweiser, to let Anheuser-Busch film some commercials in the condo.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm curious if they made that offer prior to all the people getting involved, right?
I don't know.
Because, you know, who wants to live in a place that's all beer cans? I don't.
So I'm sure that the buyer will invite over many friends after he moves in and, of course, uses that famous Bud phrase when he offers them a brew and says, "This one's for you."
There you go.
All right.
You just never know what we're going to talk about. And it's related to real estate. I mean, it's not like it's unrelated.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, did you know that there's a shortage of appliances?
You know, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because you would think not. Everybody's at home. Why would we have a shortage of appliances?
Well, I'm talking about major appliances, dishwashers, refrigerators, washers and dryers, and especially freezers are low in stock nationwide. You know what's to blame?
What?
The pandemic.
Ah.
You know, especially with freezers, because at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a panic to hoard food. It
yes.
wasn't just toilet paper. It was food.
Right.
And it was freezers because people started to hoard food. One realtor even said that at the beginning of the pandemic, they sold more freezers in 2 days than they normally sell in an entire year.
That's so crazy. Well, think about that.
What happened was that factories scaled back on production, not only for employee safety, but also the belief that rising unemployment would lead to lower consumer demand for all appliances.
They had the wrong vision, didn't
they? Well, they did. You know, demand surged for housing along, therefore, with appliances. In fact, because people are home more, appliances are being used more, leading to breakdowns and therefore people updating their older appliances. Do you know that even builders are complaining about their difficulty in obtaining appliances for their newly built homes? Some brands and models won't be delivered until the end of the year or even next year. And on some freezers, retailers have been waiting since March. It's causing the delivery of some new homes not to be able to be delivered to the consumer.
That's right. That's right.
Think about that.
Can you imagine buying a house without the appliances? That's just crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That should not be allowed for sure.
So some of the...
You know, you need a stove to get a mortgage.
You need a stove.
So they have to have, at a minimum, have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some builders are saying, hey, you pick out your own refrigerator, where before they were including them.
Yeah.
How about that? Stay with us, everyone. We got more fun facts to tell you. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump today is expected to announce his third nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. The president and Republicans who control the Senate say that that nominee will be confirmed before the election. NASA astronauts have voted from space before, and now at least one absentee ballot will be cast in this year's election. NASA astronaut Kate Rubin says she plans to cast her vote from space more than 200 miles above Earth. She'll be on a six-month trip to the International Space Station come Election Day. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis lifted all restrictions on restaurants and other businesses on Friday in a move to reopen the state's economy despite the spread of coronavirus there. His latest order means local governments will need to provide a good reason to restrict capacity at restaurants and other businesses. He's allowing them to open without restrictions. This is SRN News.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people plan ahead with affordable options and quality products. Often, people are caught by surprise, and in the midst of their grief, end up paying much more for the exact same casket. We offer cemetery headstones, bronze markers, caskets, urns, and more at 40 to 70% off standard funeral prices. Please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB. Or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
A chance of showers through tonight with mostly sunny skies. This afternoon, highs 89, mostly cloudy tonight, down to 75. 60% chance of rain, partly cloudy Sunday, high 87. 80% chance of rain Sunday night, down to about 73 then. And rain continues with up to an 80% chance of showers through Tuesday. Mostly cloudy with highs into the upper 80s, lows around 70.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. So while we were just now talking about appliances and builders not having them, etc., our good friends and customers who have moved to Arizona and left us all behind, well, here's what they said.
Well, he didn't leave us behind because he's still listening to the show.
Well, he is still listening,
right?
But you know, he's not here anymore.
The Rymans.
Yes. So they moved to Phoenix. And the same thing's happening there. So, this is just evidence. They built a new house, so They said their builder is complaining that he cannot get appliances. It's an issue. You know, we don't think about it, especially if you're not in the market for a new home. There's no way that you would know that. Yes, no way at all.
I'm about to tell you about another issue.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is a fun story, so everybody pay attention, because, you know, some of the stories I tell are kind of fun stories, like the Budweiser story.
Yes.
You know, most people love their showers. I know I do.
In fact, I do too.
I have a shower head, which also has a handle wand. Now, it's not, it's two wands. So I have water coming out of both at the same time, and I think it's wonderful. Now, some people have some of those new overhead rainfall shower heads.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah, along with a regular shower head or a wand or both. And some people have those, you know, additional four or six additional shower heads coming out of the wall to cover their whole body. But alas, there's a problem, and many of our listeners are aware of it.
I know. Not enough water pressure and not enough water coming out.
That's right. You know, since 1994, the Department of Energy has set a maximum flow rate of 2.5 gallons per minute. And it's not per shower head, it's per shower. So that's regardless of the number of shower heads that you have. Well, here's where it gets kind of funny. President Trump has come to the rescue for us. Allegedly, there's a double shower head at the White House, and he complained about too little water for his shower head. Now, back in July, he reportedly joked with reporters that he couldn't get enough water to wash his hair properly.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay.
So
let me guess. The maximum flow rate is going to increase, and there's probably some group out there protesting it, right?
Well, some group protests about everything that he does. So you're right on both counts. Now, it's gotten political. The Department of Energy has heard, because whenever they do something, they ask for public comments. So the group has heard public comments on both sides about not only doubling the rate from 2.5 gallons per minute to 5 gallons, but also making it per shower head rather than per shower.
I would love that. I will redo my shower if that happens.
So we'll hear the results soon, and perhaps a whole new product line of shower heads on the market soon. I know that I'll be buying one, and I hope that I don't run out of hot water before I'm done with my shower. You know, does this mean that households will need a new water heater also? Hey, maybe Trump thought of this would be good for the economy. More plumbers working to supply bigger pipes leading to the shower, and maybe more and larger water heaters. Maybe thought it'd be good for the economy, as I said. Sell more shower heaters, more water heads, create more jobs. Aha! Better for the economy. What do you think, Angela? You think he thought of all that?
No. I think he thought of himself.
I think he thought of his hair.
Just like we all do. We all think about our own experience.
Makes sense. So, hey, you know, there are some people that want to put their house on the market, but then don't want to because, you know, we always talk about how successful open houses are.
And they are.
For us.
Yes.
You know, in the last 3 years, we sold 10 houses each year as a result of open houses.
Yes.
Not necessarily that they wrote a contract that day, but they came without their agent. They saw the house. They spent a lot of time there. You know, normally they go see 10 houses a day with their agent. When they come to an open house, they're relaxed. They can spend a lot of time there. They can ask us as the listing agent a whole lot of questions. So they see it. They love it. They come with their family and they get to spend time there. Then they go talk to their agent about it. They schedule a time during the week and then they come back with their agent. But now it's a little bit different. So sellers they don't want whole families coming in with their kids. So what do we do? Is there a way to still have open houses? What do you think, Angela? Let's tell people what we can do now to still get more people to come.
Well, we have virtual open houses. I mean, so that's the way to do it, right? So a lot of people don't want to go into homes. I mean, we've talked about this before when COVID first started happening, that people didn't want to go into homes
so
if they were occupied.
So you're talking about from the buyer's side. Okay.
From the buyer's side. And also from the seller side. Sellers don't want people coming in their home because they don't know if they're bringing germs in with them or not. And so there is a solution, and the solution is that the realtor go to the home and do a virtual open house. And so that can be accomplished in several ways. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it with a FaceTime app. You can do it with Zoom. I mean, everybody working today has a Zoom account, so it knows what that is. You know, it's a great opportunity for you to be super descriptive about what you're doing, about the home itself, and then people asking questions. So it's an effective process. But, you know, it's not for, I would say, it's not for the skittish, meaning, you know, if you need to touch something, see something, feel something, you can't really do that virtually, right? So if you had to buy a house, and virtual is the only way you could see it, that's a great, great, great tool. But for me, like me personally, I want to go in a house. I want to see, how does it smell? How does it look? Is it clean? Has it been well maintained? Now, those are all questions I could also ask the realtor, right? And the realtor can show me that with technology. They can show me the grout in the shower, or they can tell me, you know, what they smell. They can tell me, they can get their compass out and tell me, is it north, south? Is it east, west? Because I want to know those things.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about, forget the open house for a second. Let's say we have a buyer that really wants to find a new house, and we've sent them 5, 10, whatever. From the pictures, they might be able to narrow it down to 5. We can go without the buyer to 5 of those houses with our camera and do a FaceTime with our gimbal. Our gimbal holds the camera steady, and we can go through room by room, be on the phone with them, go through every closet, even drive the neighborhood and show them in detail and talk to them. Spend 20 minutes at the house, 30 minutes, whatever it takes to answer all the questions, and then narrow that 5 down to 1 or 2 houses. And then when they've narrowed it down to 1 or 2, then we can go with the buyer just to those 1 or 2 homes. So that's a way to perhaps or reduce the amount of skittiness that they have.
Well, we've done it before, Howard, even before COVID, where people maybe couldn't afford to come on a buying trip. They just needed to buy and get here and move in.
Yes,
we've had that happen. You know, people couldn't get time off work to come and look for a house. They had to get one. People were in the Navy and they needed to get a house here and they couldn't get time off to come to search for the house. We've done this before it was cool for COVID, right? Before it was a solution to the problems that COVID was creating.
Yeah.
Now, so I feel like we've been doing this for at least a decade.
We have. Now, for those, back to the open houses now, when we do an open house, we provide masks, we provide gloves, we provide hand sanitizer, and we provide booties to people, and we only allow one couple in at a time, and we ask children to stay outside, unless, of course, you know, you have to carry them with you. So we are making changes for open houses.
Yes.
Bottom line is that we have adjusted to the challenges that COVID has made us do. All right.
That's what we do.
That's right.
I mean, you know, you have to. You got to adapt.
All right.
Adapt or get out of the way.
Hey, remember, we are here to answer your questions, so call us if you'd like to. Now, what's our number, Angela? We haven't told people what that is.
To talk to me, you have to call 222-8255.
Stay with us. We will be right back. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
It is. It's a happy day.
It is.
Look outside. I look behind you. So you think I'm looking at you, but I'm actually looking beyond you at the beautiful sky.
Well, I think on the way home or wherever we're going after the show, I think you ought to put the top down.
I know. I was thinking that too. Yeah.
That's
right.
It's a
gorgeous day.
Yeah. You know
what? So, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about this. And you may think it's a downer, but it's really not.
I'm so happy and you're a downer.
Well,
that is just not the way it's supposed to be.
It's where your problems.
Although they say opposites attract, so maybe that's the way it is.
Well, it's addressing a situation. You know, some people don't want to call on the phone because they don't want other people to recognize their voice. So we had a question a few weeks ago from a listener to the show, but they didn't want to call in. So
that
they
happens.
Called us
that
after the show.
Yeah.
And they said their house was listed with another realtor and they weren't happy. And they wanted to know if they could fire their realtor.
Mm. That is a tough situation, isn't it?
So, can you fire your realtor, Angela?
Well, you can. Now, here's the deal. You've got to pay attention to two things. One, what does your contract say with your realty company? So, and, you know, we don't even use the word contract. We call it a listing agreement because we're both agreeing to do something. But the reality is it's a contract. Almost every single listing agreement has a paragraph in it that speaks to cancellation of the contract by the seller and under what circumstances you could do that. And if there's a penalty if you do so. So it has happened before. People have canceled, but they're usually pay a fine to do that. So that's unfortunate, right?
Cancellation fee.
Cancellation fee. Yeah, not a fine. That sounds wrong. Cancellation fee. That's correct. However, if it is simply that particular agent that you are having some difficulties with, and you don't choose to do business with them anymore, but maybe you like the company. Like, that could happen inside Watson. We have thousands of agents, right? We're a big company. We still offer great services. So maybe the particular agent you've met or decided to hire, you're finding that in the long run, you just can't work it out together. But Watson has so many more. So you could talk to the broker of that agent works for, and ask them to give you another agent. And that's happened. And it can be done. And then that way you don't owe the cancellation fee.
But ultimately, you as the homeowner are not contracting with that agent.
You're correct.
You're contracting with
the broker. And it says that in the listing agreement.
Yeah. Now, the reason that there is a cancellation fee is because funds have been spent oftentimes by the broker and or the agent to start the marketing process of your home, whether that be for photography, for printing materials, for other advertising.
Yeah.
There are also fees to put your home into the multiple listing service. And most brokers want you to be happy.
Absolutely.
So sometimes it's just something that needs to be discussed. If you have an issue with your agent, discuss it with your agent. He may not know, he or she may not know that you're having some issues. Discuss it with the agent first.
Yeah.
If you can't resolve it, discuss it with the broker. Try to get it resolved. And because, you know, it's just like if you have a spouse and you're unhappy with them, tell them what it is so that it can be resolved. Don't just be mad about it. And if you can't, then part ways. So there are provisions in the contract to do that. And there are situations where you just can't work it out. You know, you want to reduce, you're the homeowner, you want to reduce the price, and the agent says it, or raise the price, and it doesn't make sense to do that. Now, by the way, the listing agent can also say, hey, I don't want to work with you anymore, you the customer anymore. Then there's no fee, of course. That happens. Sometimes it does. Sometimes the customer and the agent just don't get along. There's
even more than that in that case. Sometimes the customer becomes a barrier to the sales process. You know, they don't want to show their house, or they make it inconvenient, or, you know, I mean, they want to be there during the showings where that's never in anybody's best interest. I mean, there's all sorts of things that are unrealistic that a agent might have difficulty with, because, you know, you could have a difficult customer.
Yes.
It happens from time to time.
So you can fire your agent.
Yes.
And of course, if anybody does that with another agent, we would be happy to help you. Now, this is not a solicitation.
Yes, Howard, this could come off really wrong. Like, you're saying, fire your agent, hire us. We're not saying that at all. Not even close.
Don't fire us. And we're not saying to fire your other agent. We're just saying if you are unhappy.
Like this person was who reached out to us.
Yes. If you are unhappy, we would be happy to help you. This is not a solicitation for us whatsoever.
Nope.
You know, we want you to work it out with your particular agent. All right. We want to talk about kitchen trends that will likely survive the test of time. We have five of them.
Okay. What do you think they are?
Well, first of all, quartz countertops.
Oh, yeah.
They are more popular than granite, and the reason is that they are easier to take care of.
That's right. Everybody thinks they want granite, but granite's very permeable. So you start cutting chicken on your granite countertop, and you could have salmonella pretty quick.
Yes. In fact, granite stains, if you were to, you know, drop ink on it, you know, if your pen leaks, it's stained.
Yeah.
Because water permeates through it.
So you actually have to seal granite. So you have to get it professionally cleaned and sealed at least once a year.
Yeah, you're supposed to, but I don't know how many people do.
Yeah, not a lot.
So quartz is popular. We expect that it will continue for the foreseeable future. What else?
All white kitchens. They are easy to decorate around with just about any color there is. And white kitchens right now are the single most desired cabinets.
How about that? Number three is going green. And we don't mean going green as in the color, but we mean eco-friendly. Also by using reclaimed wood on such items such as shelves.
That's true.
Because there are a lot of open shelves now.
Yes. And darker floors. So to offset the light kitchens, people are going towards like a warm wood tone.
Yeah.
And putting wood floors, even in their kitchens. Or the luxury vinyl tile that looks like wood.
Yeah. Also texture such as beadboard, shiplap, and back splashes that have texture.
Yes, indeed. We all love our texture, don't we?
We do.
You know, it's funny that you said, like, when you were saying the going green thing. So, actually, green's coming back in. And so...
Green color?
Yeah, the color green. So, if you watch the trends, it's white, black, gold accents with a pop of green. And so, you know, we had gotten away from green because, what, back in the 90s, I guess, the 80s and 90s, everybody remember when we did burgundy, navy blue, hunter green with all the, like, hunter pictures and all that. And we had a very sort of regal look. Well... everybody gets sick of green, every shade of green, but it is coming back. So get ready. It's going to come back with a vengeance.
All right.
You'll see. But popped against white and black.
Hey, we still have a great value on a buildable lot. If you want to buy a third of an acre lot and build your own home and it's already cleared,
yes,
already fenced, has two beautiful trees on either end of it, we've got a deal for you. It's only $25,000, and it's on the corner of McCoy's Creek and Fitzgerald.
Yes.
The address of it is actually Cherokee.
Correct.
And it's on the west side, actually the northwest side of town. The northwest side of town. You can give us a call and we'll be happy to make the arrangements to go and see that. Although you can just drive by it yourself.
You sure
because
can.
Because it is totally vacant and totally cleared. You can build your house.
It's such a great price, $25,000. You do need to add electric and you do need to hook up septic.
Well, not septic.
Or sewer, city sewer. Sorry.
Yes, city sewer is available. There are houses next door.
It's just never had a property on it, so those two items need to be added.
Yes. All right, the Van Wees are here, and they're saying it's been a so-so week, but they're going to tell you more about that. I'm sure they're going to make a comment about the housing market as well. They're shaking your head. Yes, of course they do. And, you know, we need calls during the week. We are here to help you during the week.
Oh, sure.
Angela's number is 465-3845.
Correct.
All right, let's say that again. 465-3845. You can call me, 687-8161. 687-8161. By the way, when you do that, we normally, both of us, come over. We are, after all, a team.
We are.
We are. We're also husband and wife.
That makes
a great team.
Yes.
Now, if you want to just have a woman come over, that's okay. If you want just me to come over, that's okay. But no hitting on her, no hitting on me.
Oh,
that's
my
not
God.
Allowed.
Why do you say these things out loud?
We hope that you have a great week. We're here to help you. You do need a professional on your side, whether you are buying or selling. We want to thank you for listening and for your support. We love doing this radio show. God bless everyone. We'll be back with you next week.